So when you sit down to do your tax return and you pay your tax, you feel oh, I've got to pay it. But at least you know that the tax that you're paying, it goes to the local hospital and it's hopefully going to be spent, most of it anyway, in ways that you feel is going to support the country. How do you feel, though, about these massive companies making huge profits operating in Australia that aren't paying any tax at all? So who are they? Well, investigative freelance journalist Michael West has scrutinised years of tax transparency data published by the Tax Office to work out which large companies operating in Australia have paid the least tax or no tax. And he's just published his list of the top 40 tax dodgers. Michael runs the website michaelwest.com.au. He joins us this morning. Morning, Michael.
Good morning, Robbie. Good morning, Wendy.
Should we give a drum roll for the winner, do you think, Michael? Oh, don't tell me your phone is playing up. Goodness me. I will tell the folk what it is. Exxon Mobil, followed closely by Energy Australia. I do business with them.
Energy Australia?
Yeah.
Michael, can you just check if there's anywhere you can get slightly better reception? Yep, sorry.
Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you. Yep.
Well, we all pay more than Energy Australia and ExxonMobil combined because ExxonMobil has recorded $33 billion worth of revenue from selling gas and oil over the past 4 years and paid zero tax. Energy Australia, $30 billion selling electricity and gas. Zero tax also. They came in at number two.
And let's go through the top five. We've got Virgin Australia coming in at number three. I mean, as you point out, Richard Branson is always advertising the fact that he lives in a tax haven, of course.
He has his own tax haven island in the archipelago of the British Virgin Islands, which is the most notorious tax haven in the Caribbean.
That's right. So Virgin went through $17.9 billion over 4 years and paid absolutely zero tax. I guess if you're reaching for your mobile phone and you're on Vodafone, you'd be interested to know that they paid how much, Michael?
They paid zero on $15 billion of total income and zero taxable income.
And then number five, Santos Limited.
Santos. Then we have the mysterious Pony Santos. So the gas, I might just say, Wendy, the gas players are particularly bad because, as we all know, the price of gas has gone through the roof. And we've got ExxonMobil, who's been pulling back out of the gas trade since the 1970s, and Santos. And we've got other ones like BG International, which is Shell. I mean, they feature everywhere in this list. The big fossil fuel extraction companies are particularly deft at avoiding tax.
Chevron at number 11 and the list goes on. I guess the fundamental question here is, Michael, is how do they get away with it? What are the techniques that are being used by these major companies that mean that they are not paying tax here in Australia despite those incredible figures, the amount of money that's passing through their accounts?
Well, it depends on the type of company. The big oil and gas players, like Chevron, which you just mentioned, at number 11, they do it by what they call debt loading. So they write these massive loans to themselves in Australia from another company, another Chevron company or Exxon company overseas, and it's the interest on these loans which goes overseas before you have to pay tax on it. So I've just done Exxon's accounts, they've got $27 billion worth of loans from themselves overseas.
Okay, let's talk about media here. Anyone from media making the top 40 list?
Well, the Foxtel is a reliable. They're in the list again, Rupert Murdoch's Foxtel, It's over 4 years, almost $8 billion in revenue, and they paid a little over $1 million in tax. So they did pay something in the most recent year, but look, that's a smidgen. Okay. That's pocket fluff.
Okay. And we've got some of Sydney's biggest developers in here as well, of course.
We've got Stockland and Mirvac, huge developers at the top of the biggest property boom in history. Mind you, they have trust structures, so there's some excuse they have for not paying tax, but the reason for trust, of course, is to avoid tax anyway, so they feature fairly prominently on the list.
Can I just ask you, we've got a text here saying, ask whether Michael is talking revenues, and then the text says he is. It's not taxable income. It makes it less of a story. Is that the case?
I'm using the exact figures that are provided by the Australian Tax Office, three sets of data. One is total income, the next one is taxable income, and the final one is tax payable. So these are sticking straight to the ATO data, and the whole purpose of the multinational tax avoider is to wipe out their profit or taxable income in Australia and export it overseas with these loans and so on, because if you make a taxable profit, you have to pay tax on it.
Right. Okay. Well, can we hone in on number 19, Healthscope Limited, because this, of course, is the company that runs a number of hospitals around Australia, including the brand new hospital on the Northern Beaches, which is a private public hospital, of course. And there is there's added background to this story, isn't there?
Well, it's been a disaster, really. It only opened in they cut the ribbon in November, but already they'd already agreed more or less to sell this to this Caribbean tax haven in the Cayman Islands, because Brookfield, which is a Canadian fund, came along and made a takeover bid for Healthscope, $5 or $6 billion bid. And it was accepted by the board of Healthscope because, of course, it was a very high, it was a big offer. But one of the hospitals, one of the 43 hospitals, is the Northern Beaches Hospital, which had only just been built and is going to cost taxpayers $2 billion. And suddenly this subsidised asset is heading off to the Caribbean.
Has the decision been made on that yet, Michael, the final word?
Well, the Foreign Investment Review Board, according to Healthscope, who sent a notice to the Stock Exchange 2 days ago saying, look, you know, the FIRB, or the Foreign Investment Review Board, has approved this deal, but the deal needs the ultimate approval of the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, who has veto power over Foreign Investment Review Board decisions. Now, we've been trying to contact him for 2 days, and Richard Di Natale from the Greens has been sending letters. Nothing is coming out of Frydenberg's office, so we don't know formally whether he's agreed to the deal. But yesterday, and I've just put this story up this morning, Julian Burnside, the human rights lawyer,
and Greens candidate
in Kooyong, so he's coming directly up against Frydenberg in Frydenberg's own seat. He's come out and said, look, this deal's a disgrace. Basically, you know, they've made large political donations to the Liberal Party, this is Healthscope, and to Labor as well, mind you. And yet this deal is going through to sell, where these major subsidised Australian assets will go from being held in Australia to held in a tax haven in the Caribbean. So he's come out and made some strong comments about it this morning.
Mm-hmm. There's 43 hospitals involved here. How many of them in New South Wales do you know off the top of your head, Michael?
I do, in fact, Wendy. I do know how many. There's about a dozen. There's Campbelltown Private, Hunter Valley Private, Lady Davidson Private, Mossman Private, Nepean Private, Newcastle Private, Northern Beaches, Norwest, Prince of Wales Private, Sydney Southwest, the Hills Private, Sydney Clinic, and Tweed Day Surgery.
Okay, and how many of those have been subsidised by Australian taxpayers?
Well, I haven't looked at them individually, but we do know the figure floating around Northern Beaches in the Healthscope deal there is $2 billion.
Okay. Now, but that is an unusual one because it's a private-public partnership as opposed to the rest of them, which are private, of course.
That's right, but you do get a sort of a subsidy, an overall taxpayer subsidy anyway, because the private health insurance system is subsidised by the government.
Yeah. All right. Gee, it's really interesting to peel back the layers, isn't it?
It sure is. We're speaking with Michael West, who's an investigative journalist. He is at michaelwest.com.au. Do you think that... Well, we keep hearing that these companies are not paying any tax, but the government did say they were going to crack down on them. Where are we with that, Michael?
Well, since it became an issue, tax fairness became an issue about 5 years ago, the government has done quite a bit, and the ATO commissioner will tell you that they'll tell you that probably an extra few billion dollars has floated in the door because the behaviour by multinationals has been better because there's been a public understanding about tax fairness and there's been people like myself out there hammering these people in the press. So things have got better and there's billions of dollars coming in the door, but of course, you know, behind the scenes, everybody knows there's much more that can be done.
Have you done a rough figure on how much this is costing us in tax in toto?
Well, you know, it depends how you, it depends, you know, what sort of assumptions you use. But for instance, a big four accounting firm, contact of mine who went public a couple of years ago with his number, he reckons it's about $40 billion from Australia a year, which they could tighten up on, which is done by basically tax chicanery in multinationals. Now, there's $30 trillion US floating about in these tax havens. So governments have got no control over it. Particularly showing they're tweaking around at the edges a bit.
Though. Well, $40 billion would buy quite a few hospital beds, let's face it.
Well, if people want to go and have a look what the list is, they go to your website, which is michaelwest.com.au, and maybe you might find a company on there and you might think, oh, I wonder if I might change my provider.
My allegiance, yeah.
There you go.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Good on you. Thank you.
Cheers.
Thanks indeed.
Michael West, freelance investigative journalist, and michaelwest.com.au.